Alrighty, welcome back. You are listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR. And on the phone, we have got Josh Cullinan, the Secretary of the Retail and Fast Food Workers Union. Welcome, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always an honour to have you on from the staunch rebel union for fast food and retail workers. Now, came to talk to you this morning about the Apple strike. RAFRU members of Apple have started taking industrial action, including a couple of 24-hour stoppages. Can you tell us what the union EBA for Apple workers is looking at improving for those workers?
Yeah, sure. So Apple workers have had a couple of rotten old zombie agreements applied to them now for many, many years. And the in-store workers have had an agreement that was somehow approved and never should have been approved. But as we know, with so many others at the Fair Work Commission in 2014, the company's looking to roll that over, make some pretty minor changes. But that agreement effectively casualises part-time work. So workers have no set rosters. They have to wait for the roster that gets issued to them. They have to be available 24/7, but they're not casual workers and they're not being paid a casual loading. So workers absolutely want set rosters with weekends off, with consecutive days off, with set breaks. They can only change the times with consultation and they can't change the days of work. These are core minimum conditions in retail, which anyone who has the minimum award applied to them gets, but Apple workers don't get. There's a whole range of other things that they're looking to improve. They want guaranteed wage increases. At the moment, Apple's only proposing to increase the wages of less than a quarter of the workers, and even then, it's 2.8% in November next year, and then 2.6 in the following 2 years. Manifestly small increases that don't come close to inflation over 7%. But even the vast majority of workers will never see those increases. And so there's also a range of improvements to other conditions. There's some big, great progressive claims in leave. So for guaranteed gender affirmation leave, for guaranteed menstruation leave, for improvements to personal leave and annual leave and other provisions. So all of those things are just core claims that workers have been trying to get into this new agreement for 3 months, and management have categorically refused to budge.
Hmm. Can you tell us a bit about the log of claims process for listeners who are not familiar with it? How did some of those demands about menstrual leave if you've got period pain or need to take some time off around that, gender affirmation leave, how did those demands become incorporated into this EBA campaign?
Yeah, so we have a fairly simple process, which may be a little bit different to some other unions, and that is that we just simply go to our members and we ask them what they want to see in their new agreement. They're the ones that are going to be taking the industrial action. They're the ones that are going to be fighting for it. And so we ask them what they want to see, and then the members' feedback. We take on board everything they say. We get the delegates to talk with all of our members in their workplaces about what they want to see. We build it all into a document, and then we give it to members, and we hold a meeting. And at that meeting, they debate it, they discuss it, we answer all their questions. And at the end of that process, at the end of that meeting, they vote on what they want in their set of claims. Of course, that can change after that. They'll decide if they want to make new claims. Each week they've been meeting and deciding if they wanted to modify their claims, increase them, reduce them to try and get an agreement. But that's the process that we use at RAFRU for all of our bargaining. We just leave it to the members and their democratic vote is what carries the day.
Yes, it's conspicuously not the way that a lot of unions do things. So it's really good to see. I think democracy is so important in unions.
Unfortunately, some unions think that they can only claim things they're going to win, which for us sort of defeats the purpose of empowering members to win what they want to win. So we don't buy into that garbage. We're happy to pursue the claims and fight as hard as members want to fight.
Now, RAFRU is not the the nurses' union, the teachers' union, or the construction union. Not that there's anything wrong with those unions, but they have got set rosters typically and weekends, and they are in kind of more centralized workplaces. RAFWU, in organizing Apple workers, is organizing a much broader group of little workplaces. And I've noticed your social media around the strike has, I found it quite innovative. Can you just tell us a bit about how you've been using your social media to, I guess, promote the strike and, I guess, engage other Apple workers who are not yet members of RAFWU?
Yeah, sure. So I mean, Apple has about 3,700 workers. 3,200 of them are across 22 stores around Australia. And our members are in the stores. The ASU has members in call centres and workplaces other than the stores. And we've been sharing, I guess, the stories of members through our social media since day dot. But we've been more recently using our social media for the Apple strike to both initially share the first day of action, which was Tuesday last week, when the first one-hour strike in Australian retail history was nationally coordinated across the country. And we just shared the stories of workers coming together on that day. On Saturday, though, members, we decided that we would have a full-day strike. Members wanted to do that, and they wanted to have that day to themselves because they just don't get weekends. They don't get two consecutive days off. So they were on strike last Saturday, and what we did was we shared the images of members engaging in what they wanted to do on their day off. And so that was with their families, with their pets, with their kids, with their community, with each other, some of them. And so across the day, Saturday and then Sunday, we just shared images of what they were doing and how they were enjoying their time together.
Hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of workers, I don't know, take the weekend for granted. But I think the way that you've profiled the simple joy of here's what we're going to do with this day off if we can win it is, it's really important and a really clever way of, I guess, talking to one of the central aspects of this EBA campaign.
I think in retail workers understand that sometimes weekends are worked. It's just here, it's not even, a weekend maybe for some workers can be a Tuesday and Wednesday. But they don't even get that. They simply don't get 2 days off in a row. So for them, being able to have a Saturday off was a huge deal, even though they paid for it and our supporters are helping them that need it through our welfare fund. But that for many of them was their first day off with their Friday off or their Sunday, first couple of days off in a row for months and months. The joy on their faces in those photos is just fantastic.
Mm. Having been in an EBA campaign recently, I think, I don't know, like we're up against the challenge of low trade union consciousness, low class consciousness. People are like, what's a strike? It's a bit scary. I don't know if I want to join the union. And I think part of this, part of your social media has also been, I don't know, making going on strike not this kind of scary, weird thing, but like, oh, actually, it's quite pleasant to take a day off. It's part of this protected action.
Yeah, it is about breaking down some of that stigma for a group of workers, the vast majority of whom have never seen industrial action. They might have heard of it. They might have seen their parents engage in it. But these are workers, by and large, that have not been organised, not been in a union just 3 months ago. We've gone from a union of about 20 members in Apple 3 months ago to over 200 participating in this action. And so there's still a long way for us to go, but the part of our work is breaking down that stigma, making it less scary. Obviously, strikes are serious, and if this anti-union vote that's currently underway for a new agreement, if that goes down for management, then next week is, going to be more serious again. And we don't treat it in a silly way, but we did want to make sure that they understood, how they can use this time and how they can use their strike action to both benefit them as well as impacting on the boss.
Hmm. Now, what's next for that EBA campaign? You've mentioned this vote that's happening. If that EBA from the company gets voted down again, where to next for the campaign?
Well, members have already decided they're taking a one-hour stoppage tomorrow on Saturday. It'll be sort of simultaneous across the country, this one, so different times in different states. And that's to basically come together for an hour and to vote no together. and to symbolically vote no. So to basically use social media again to their colleagues to say they're voting no collectively. And it's not only the right thing to do, but it's the only thing we can do if we want to get the agreement they deserve. On Sunday night, no doubt workers will find out if they've won their no vote. There's a lot of shenanigans, a lot of managers and supervisors in store bullshitting workers and leading them on about what's going on and putting pressure on workers. But if we do win this, then on Monday night our members will be meeting together and deciding what bans and strikes they want to put in place to get this employer, you know, $2 trillion employer, get them back to the table and offering a fair deal. That's the next stage for us. Monday night, members will come back together again. We'll have a fantastic discussion, no doubt, about where to from here.
Yeah, radness. All right. And how can listeners support the Apple workers and support this campaign?
Yeah, so we've got a website set up for Apple workers. So if you're listening and you work at Apple, graphboot.org.au/Apple. It's got some basic information there. And listeners that want to support, you can go there as well. We've got a special welfare fund. We're a new union. We're building a strike fund. But that welfare fund, I think it's up to $7,000 or $8,000. That's going to help workers targeted by the boss, to help pay some of their wages if they're suffering hardship. So it'd be fantastic if you go to that website. There's a link there to our CHUPS, welfare fund. We'd be really appreciate any help that listeners can give.
Yeah, nice. All right. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. And, I hope the no vote gets up, and I hope you're able to keep kicking goals with this campaign and bringing people across to the union and can win this EBA. It's really good to see.
No, thanks for having me on. It's really appreciate the solidarity, and hopefully soon enough we'll have some members who are able to talk as well and share their story in the campaign.
Yeah, brilliant. All right. Cheers, Josh. Go well. More strength to your arms.